This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:05 p.m. Caroline and Uma with you, and we're going to take a look at all of the news that's been coming out of the MACC today. That's the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, and there's been quite a lot of news. Late yesterday evening, we were promised by the new head of the MACC, Dato' Sri Shukri Abdul, that there would be a tell-all. I mean, it was a very juicy promise, and to be fair, he did deliver. It wasn't just clickbait.
He did have a PC. We said this a little earlier. It was rather emotional one. It really painted a picture of how difficult that time was.
For him in particular.
For him. So I think it's important to note that he established a timeline of sorts, in his explanation of what actually transpired. 2015, essentially his boss asked him to open an investigation into 1MDB, which he did, irrespective of consequences or the potential consequences. But the day before his boss was meant to press charges, I think Najib removed the former AG.
That's right.
And in that time, there were also big profile sackings. Of course, we know our Deputy Prime Minister at the time, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, as well as the Rural and Regional Development Minister, Dato' Sri Mohd Shafi Abdal. His boss then stepped down in June next year. He opted for early retirement a month later.
Yeah, I mean, he was accused of a great many things, including plotting to bring down the government. Mm-hmm. There was a moment, I was watching it on YouTube, Caroline, there was a moment when he got really, really emotional. He looked like he was tearing up.
Yep, absolutely. And I guess, he did affirm that, even in that outpouring of emotion, that he would look into the issue without fear or favour, that he's not out for revenge. Instead, he used, I think, what's quickly becoming the new government's go-to phrase, do it according to the law.
Rule of law.
Rule of law.
Yes. Yeah. Those are the three words that everyone seems to be repeating over and over again. Mm. So that happened at about 11:30 in the morning. But of course, before that, there was great excitement at the MACC offices because former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak was told to show up at 10 a.m. For his interview interrogation, whatever you want to call it, on 1MDB as well. And if you saw that, if you saw that scene, it was quite a scene. He shows up, I think, in a big white Alphard, and there were throngs of people and photographers, and he had to fight his way through the crowd to get into the office, right?
Yeah, so he finally left the MECC headquarters at about 3:15. I think after being questioned for 5.5 hours, he made very brief remarks to the press, saying that he would have to return on Thursday for further questioning. So I guess that's a day's break after a five and a half hour session. I don't know. It sounds pretty decent. I mean, I'm not sure if the same amount of decency was accorded to any other statement providers before this, but yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. And 5.5 hours seems quite modest given the scale of 1MDB, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking to a bunch of people now about both of these events. But first, we're going to cross over to Cynthia Gabriel. Now, she is the founder of Anti-Graft NGO C4. Cynthia, thank you very much for joining us again. Let's start first with your thoughts on MACC Chief Dato' Sri Shukri Abdul's tell-all press conference earlier today. What were your main takeaways?
Well, it's a story that was waiting to be told for so long, and I believe that he felt very emotional and very victimized by the whole episode and whatever happened and how he had to retire early, because of how MACC was also targeted during the probe. To be honest, I'm not very surprised that he came out to tell all. But to be frank, I think his tell all is also coming at a very critical juncture where the investigations are now being reopened and that he is now the new head of the MACC. So we have to be very professional about how the MECC is going to carry out the investigations on the SRC and the 1MDB financial flows and so on. So I think we need to look at what happened in the past and how the institutions, particularly the MECC, was very, very badly victimized as a result of political interference and executive interference of the Najib administration. And that was very, very wrong.
Yeah. Well, you also made a statement recently about the need for the Prime Minister to clarify the status of the new MACC chief because his appointment didn't exactly adhere to the Pakatan Harapan manifesto. Could you talk to us about that?
Yes. Well, yesterday was Dato' Shukri's first day back in service. And this is nothing personal against Dato' Shukri. I think after his 32 years of service in MACC, he's an incredible choice. And he is actually one of those MACC commissioners whom I personally as well will recognize that he's strong, he's courageous, he dares to speak his mind, and he's a great guy. But our comment was more in line with the promises in the manifesto, which would be very important to uphold the rule of law, uphold transparency, uphold accountability, and uphold the need for a more grounded and better civic participation in actually appointing how commissioners in institutions that are meant to serve public interest actually come to be. So it is not at the discretion of the Prime Minister alone, but it is something that is decided by Parliament. And so the Pakatan Harapan Manifesto very, very clearly states that the commissioners will actually be vetted by the Parliament. And this is a very good process and a very, very good commitment to keep. And so we're just asking the Prime Minister to clarify if Dato' Shukri's appointment is something which is temporary because the MACC chief previously had already resigned. And so there's a lot of unresolved issues. So we completely understand the need for an immediate appointment of Dato' Shukri on board, but for the PM to clarify if this is something temporary, because according to the manifesto, there's a lengthier process involved in actually trying to have a set of commissioners which are vetted by Parliament.
So based on what Dato' Sri Shukri shared at the PC, it sounds as if the culture of intimidation was very much a part of the previous administration's MO. I'd like to talk to you about that culture. Where did it stem from? How did we allow our government to get so thuggish?
Well, I think it's really the result of 60 years of one-party rule. It's unbridled power that has actually resulted in so much power centralized in the hands of the Prime Minister. So much power centralized at the cabinet level, up to the point that the malfeasance got so bad and that they needed to actually cover it. They needed to actually ensure that the institutions don't get to them and don't find out the truth. And they made sure that the people were also severely harassed and intimidated, and so that they could continue to rule. And I think it's really their own doing that we have come to this stage now. So it's really a scenario where there were very few or hardly no check and balances that were involved at all in the Barisan National rule.
Okay, so let's move the focus now to Dato' Sri Najib Razak. We said this a little earlier, right? He left the MACC headquarters at 3:15 this afternoon. He said that he'll return this Thursday again for further questioning. Perhaps you can talk to us about that whole process at this point of investigation. Is it likely that questioning will be drawn out over a lengthy period?
Well, yes, very much so. It's a very complicated corruption crime. And right now, MACC is focusing on SRC International, which is the 1MDB subsidiary. And SRC International will actually be looking at how that $42 million got into the personal bank accounts of Najib. And he has to actually answer for it. So there are several other tranches of 1MDB financial flows. So it will take a lot of time and a lot of effort from MACC officials, the police, Bank Negara, and all these institutions that were at one point investigating, and then everything stopped all of a sudden because the Attorney General had decided that there was no case back then. So yes, it is now restarting, and Najib was called in today, but I believe that there will be many more days that he will be hauled up for further questioning.
All right, thank you very much, Cynthia. That was founder of anti-graft NGO Cynthia Gabriel with her thoughts on Dato' Sri Shukri Abdul's Spill the Bean sesh with the media earlier today.
Right, we also have Tan Sri Ramon Navaratnam on the line now. He's a director with ASLI, the Asian Strategy and Leadership Institute. Ramon, thank you very much for holding the line. Now, we understand that you know Dato' Sri Sri Shukri Abdul personally. So I guess we'd like to know if you think it's fair that he's on the special 1MDB task force that the PM has created, you know, once again investigating the very case that caused him so much grief over these past years.
I don't think it is unfair. He's a professional, and I know him from my experience working in the MACC as one of the commissioners. And also now, at this present time, an honorary commissioner with three others. I know him well enough to believe that he's a man of integrity, and he will not take revenge. But on the other hand, because of his expert knowledge in the field previously, we should tap into this knowledge and enable justice to be done.
So, Tan Sri, what will the MACC need to do to restore its credibility moving forward?
Well, it is not for MACC alone. It is for the government to come out very strongly and say, the Prime Minister must give this public assurance, backed up by the Cabinet, that the MACC is going to be now regarded as fully independent. That should immediately be taken to introduce amendments to the present legislation which do not empower the MACC enough, do not give them the confidence that they can be independent. For instance, they should not be answerable to the Prime Minister, but answerable to Parliament. And there are lots of recommendations made by NGOs, made by the MACC itself, made by Transparency International, of which I was president at one time. We have given lots of recommendations to enable the MACC to operate more efficiently, effectively, impartially, and independently. Now, if the government is serious about stamping out corruption, which is absolutely essential, and if they want to follow their manifesto closely, religiously, then they must act now. We have postponed action for far too long, and that's why corruption, as determined by the Transparency International in Berlin, has been declining. And this is bad for public confidence, bad for the country, bad for investment, bad for our future. So please, act soon, act now.
Thank you very much, Raymond. That was Tan Sri Raymond Navaratnam from the Asian Strategy and Leadership Institute with his thoughts on the new MACC chief and how the agency will need to do moving forward. We've got some more music coming your way after these messages. The Doobie Brothers rocking down the highway.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.